Tokyo, Australia, Germany.
Go. Head on with Bob Kincaid. 3 hours of conversation cussing and a discussing with America's only born and bred Southern liberal talk host. Head on with Bob Kincaid is brought to you each night by Coal River Mountain Watch. Coal River Mountain Watch invites you to become part of the solution, part of a sustainable future, part of the uprising against mountaintop removal. Coal River Mountain Watch, crmw.net. And now, from high in the hills of beautiful West Bicod, Virginia, here's Bob Kincaid on the Head On Radio Network.
Well, howdy. And here we go. We are off and running on this, the 25th day of May, 2016. This is The Horn. HeadOnRadioNetwork.com is where we live, and that's where you go to click on the tab that says chat room to jump into the real-time multimedia extravaganza that is the chat room between the live hours, during the live hours this of this program, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Monday through Friday. Yes, right now, people, it's a little slow getting into the room because being Wednesday, we move a little slow when we're coming up from the fellowship hall. Yes, we do. But labor man and jug of punch are light eaters. And no, I mean, it's not like there's some sort of deep space creatures who consume light. They just don't they don't fill the plate several times down there in the fellowship hall. So good evening to Jug of Punch and Labor Man. Also, good evening to longtime inveterate, indefatigable chat room moderator Sparky, who being a third stage guild navigator and a deacon, has folded space to become Man Cave. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Oh, hi. I'm Bob Kincaid. And it is Wednesday, the 25th of May. Of course, it's Wednesday, but that's not just hump day, not just downhill to Friday, not just middle of the week. No, by God, it's prayer meeting Wednesday on the Horn. Hallelujah, glory, praise Jesus. Oh, the Lord has given us a lovely day, an absolutely lovely day here in the hills of hills and hollers of almost level West Bicol, Virginia, Stan. Not a drop of rain has fallen here for the last 2 days. And it is something rather like a miracle. It is. It is. We had a lovely, lovely dinner down there in the fellowship hall. We did. The little old blue-haired ladies has got the spring tonic up. You know, we always have some fresh greens this time of year, and I always enjoy that. But I tell you what, they seared, and then to seal in the juices, don't you understand? They seared a pork loin. Yes, they did. They seared a pork loin, and then they slow roasted it along with some taters and carrots and celery and onions. My, oh my, but it was tasty. And like I said, those spring greens there on the side, as well as the vegetables with which the said pork loin was roasted. Yes, and folks can get worked up by the mere use of that word loin in the spring, because, I mean, well, you know, folks is folks. And Brother Deacon Gerald said he would kindly like to know who made that macaroni salad. It sure was delicious. And it was. It's an old secret little blue-haired lady family recipe. Uh-huh. Absolutely. And so all of that, and if you had room, and the deacons always do, if you had room, well, then there was the dessert. Yes, it was. It was one of them, and it's just one of those simple things that exist out here amongst us poor folks. It weren't no baked Alaska, nor half-baked Alaska, nor mooses, nor none of that Arctic stuff. Nah, it was a simple. It was a 4-layer pie made out of a deep double chocolate fudge pudding with that pecan encrusted crust and the cream cheese filling and the cool whip on top. Rich, just rich, I tell you, and delicious. I tell you what, the little ones didn't even have a chance. I mean, if you ain't at least 13 and a half, 14-year-old, you hadn't got a chance of muscling past them deacons down there. You don't. But the deacons did get all fooled up, and they trundled their bulk upstairs and out into the parking lot where they smoking with the sinners. But brethren and sistren, we can always count on Sister Carol Baker to take the cattle prod of sanctity, brethren and sistren, out to the parking lot and corral the deacons through the vestibule, down past that 20-year-old bowl of desiccated butter mints, and down front where they do their one deaconing job, which is to pass the collection plate on prayer meeting Wednesday. And there they stand, there they await, brethren and sistren. Yes, they do, because we got a fundraising goal this evening. We do. We got a fundraising goal this evening of $330, because we pulled up a little bit short. Oh, heavens no, Brother Steve. No, Brother Steve in New York says you better not, so use low-fat cream cheese. Little old blue-haired ladies won't use low-fat nothing. They consider it to be heretical. No, it's powdered sugar and cream cheese, about all it is, but they whoop the daylights out of it, and they layer it on there on top of the baked nut crust and flour and butter and crushed pecans, and then they bake it and they layer in that cream cheese filling, and then they layer that deep super dark chocolate fudge pudding on top of that, and then they layer on the Cool Whip, and they put it in the refrigerator. And didn't last a minute. Didn't last a minute. But anyway, the deacons are down front. We got a $330 seed faith prayer meeting Wednesday goal. We do. And I realize that's a lot. That's 10 at 33, or 1 at 330, or 33 at 10, or 2 at 165, and it's all of those things, but it's how we keep this all going. And just in case we would care to put this in perspective. Well, I got a note from Daily Coast just before I started the program, and it was the subject line was "We're short, please read." I hate it when people have image problems like that. I figure everybody's reasonably average heightitude there at Daily Coast. No need to put yourself down. But it says, "We're short, please read." And it says, "Daily Coast is $63,252 away from where we expected to be to close out the month of May. And with the holiday weekend coming up, time is running out." Time is running out there at Daily Coast. So makes me feel kind of puny. They're $63,252 away from what they needed to raise in the month of May. Bless their hearts. And here we are, $330 from what we need to raise on any, you know, given day. There we go. I don't know, maybe Daily Coast can contact Marco Rubio and find out who he buys his shoes from that makes him feel like he's not so short. But that's where we are. We $330, 10 at 33, 33 at 10, 1 at 330, 2 at 165, 4 at 8750, yeah, 4 at 8750, and I'd have to cheat and go to the calculator to find out what 8 would be, but you get the idea. And I can tell you that Brother Deacon Asa Brother Deacon Asa has already got us started. So actually, as the plates begin passing, the fundraising goal is only $300. That's one at 300, 10 at 30, 30 at 10, two at 150, four at 75, eight at 3750. Yeah. And there it is. In order to take the sting out of the deficit, Brother Laborman, out in the far southwest, where he was not involved in any violent chicanery last night, none whatsoever, daggummit, has put a $100 challenge on the table. So if folks will dig deep as we prepare for the offertory hymn, brethren and sistren, Laborman will match every dollar that comes in up to the first 100. So your one becomes 2, 5, 10, 10, 20, 20, 40, 40, 80, or your 50 becomes 100, up to the first $100 to come in, courtesy of Laborman. Thank you very kindly. And that would then knock us down to only having 100 bucks to go, which is very, very, very helpful. Well, that's true. That's true. Brother Gerald says, yes, Brother Bob, there ain't nothing but a bunch of heathen, godless liberals that hang out at that den of evil and sin known as the Daily Coast. I understand. But they apparently do have a poor self-image because they think they're short because they have it. Yes. And I'm hoping and praying that they will get to feeling far, far better. So with that having been said, brethren and sistren, we're going to call the minister of music up to get us started. With every head bowed and every eye closed, except for the one you keep open just a little peep so you don't get cronked in the head with that big old heavy prayer meeting Wednesday offering plate with the red velvet line in there and the button says PayPal in the bottom. With every head bowed, every eye closed, brother minister of music, if you would, please.
And he said, it's time for you to leave behind the things of this world. The fine houses, the fancy cars, the flashy clothes, because we are all naked in the eyes of the Lord.
Stop! This man is clinically insane!
Ladies and gentlemen, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, let me hear you say, Amen.
Amen.
Let me hear you say, Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Let me hear you say, I will empty the contents of my wallet into that little collection plate when it comes around.
I will empty the contents of my wallet into that little plate when it comes around.
And it's all tax-free. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord for all the cash I've got. Praise Him for my Rolls Royce and my yacht. Serving God ain't hard with a credit card. Jesus died so I could make a lot. Praise the Lord, He's made us millionaires. Wave your donations in the air. We've replaced our hymns with ATMs, and soon we'll charge a fee on every prayer. Jesus Christ was a poor man, don't you know? He should have used our accountants for his cash flow. Stop the Sermon on the Mount, he should have had a bank account. 2,000 years with interest, he'd be rolling in the dough. Praise the Lord, this song's out on CD, just $40.95 plus GST. Hallelujah, plenty of moolah, solid gold baubles on my Christmas tree. I've got all of heaven's riches, thanks to all you stupid bitches. Praise the Lord for modern Christianity. Whoever said religion should be free?
Oh, mercy notes and dozy notes and little lambs it ivy, a kiddly ivy too, wouldn't you, I love you. Oh, praise his holy name. Blessed blessings be upon you all as we go forward this evening, brethren and sistren. I'm a calling on you right now. Oh, glory. I'm calling to you. I'm speaking to you. Amen. I am calling on you to get up out of your seat and onto your feet and come on out and come on down that blood red aisle and fall upon your knees at the altar. Ha, glory. And lay your hands upon the subwoofer and feel the healing. Ha, amen. Rays of common sense are flowing through you from the server on high. Ha, I am Arch Pope Uber Rabbi, Ultimate Imam, Animated Animist, Antagonized Agnostic, Vicarious Vicar, Maximum Metropolitan, Bob, Shameful Shaman, Bob Kincaid. And this here is the Cathedral of Common Sense Prayer Meeting Wednesday on the Horn. Oh, brethren and sister, and I tell you what, faith is mighty in its way throughout the world, brethren and sister. You know, most of the time we cite heroic acts of Christian faith. Ha! Amen. Praise his holy name on prayer meeting Wednesday. But everyone is open. The doors of the Cathedral of Common Sense. Ha! Amen. Salvation is yours. Amen. Glory are open to everyone upon this here planet. And I want to start somewhere that we, ha! Amen, don't usually, amen, ha! Start. I want to go to, no, I don't really, to Saudi Arabia. Ha, amen. Glory. Where they are deep, deep in the fight against the forces, ha, of darkness. Ha. For there are many there that are dark-sided. Ha. Amen. Glory. Evil is afoot all over this world, and sometimes it ain't on one foot, sometimes it ain't on two, brethren and sistren. Sometimes it walks on 4 foot, and like Carl Sandburg once said, the fog comes in on little cat feet. Well, so does sin. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All brethren and sistren, they're watching for sin out there. Especially Sheikh Salah bin Fawzan al-Fazwan. That's, if you translate into language, that's Sheikh Sal bin Fletcher, Felcher, whatever. Now, Sheikh Salah bin Fawzan al-Fazwan. You just change a couple of consonants there. No wonder the CIA has trouble with all that. But Sheikh Salah bin Fawzan al-Fazwan, he's a member of the Saudi Council of Senior Scholars. I don't think that means that he's actually over the age of 65, brethren and sisters. That means he's a highfalutin gospel sharp, only not God. He's a highfalutin Quran sharp. Yes, he is. And so it is that he went to interpreting the meaning of the Quran and all the various hadiths and everything that teaches folks how to live a upright, Allah-fearing life over there. And he received, yes, he did, brethren and sistren. It's kind of like how Pat Robertson gets emails on his program, you know, and then he issues a patwa. Right. Well, Sheikh Salah bin Fawzan al-Fazwan, Fletcher, Felcher, whatever, he got an email saying, "Dear Sheikh Salah bin Fawzan al-Fazwan, I am concerned about a new trend of taking pictures with cats that has been spreading among people who want to be like Westerners." Because, you know, that's all we do over here is we take pictures with cats and of cats. See what you people did to the internet? See? Nothing but now you've confused the poor Saudis. But he is. He's concerned. Sheikh Saleh bin Fawzan al-Fawzan Fletcher Felcher whatever about but. And his response when the email was read to him, because he's got a sidekick just like Pat Robertson, former liquor supply officer Pat Robertson, has a sidekick, it was to say, "What? What do you mean pictures with cats? Taking pictures is prohibited. The cats don't matter here. Taking pictures is prohibited, if not for a necessity. Not with cats, not with dogs, not with wolves, not with anything. Not in a house, not in a mouse, not on a plane, not in the rain, not on a train, not with a fox, not in a box." Said Sheikh Saleh bin Fawzan al-Fawzan al-Sus. No, really. Taking pictures with cats will probably get your head cut off in Saudi Arabia now, because they are, after all, our partners in peace. Don't get caught taking no kitty cat pictures in Saudi Arabia. And what they'll cut your head off. What they do to the cat, you don't want to know. Because, you know, them Saudis, they're all civilized and stuff. I mean, would we be such good friends with them if they weren't so civilized? Absolutely not. Demon infested kitty cats, the scourge of Saudi Arabia. 21st century. Just kind of saying. 21st. Dear God, Carol Baker, don't take a picture of Cat Stevens and send it to Saudi Arabia. They'll declare a fatwa on you, and the next thing you know, somebody with a dynamite belt will be a knocking on your door there at Lake Hooterville. For God's sakes, please, take precautions. Because Sister Carol's right upset. She said, one time I'm late for services, and all the pork loin is all et up, and I hear Sparky Dunn et my pie. Heads will roll. All I can say is we tried to set some aside, but deacons will be deacons. It's all I can say. I'm sorry. You know what? You can call ahead and get a carry out, Sister Carol. You just got to give the little blue-haired ladies, because once it leaves the kitchen, it's over. I mean, there wasn't even any pan drippings left. People just kind of standing there mopping it up with the bread rolls. Mm-hmm. Now there's Cat Stevens. There's Cat Stevens right there on my computer screen. How could Sheikh Saleh bin al-Fawzan al-Fawzan Fletcher Felcher whatever it not just love that face? Or little Mushu there, who would very much like to be a studio kitty, but is still curious enough, even at 7 or 8 years old, whatever she is, to like to occasionally gnaw on cords. They're adorable, I tell you, adorable. You know, Samuel Clemens, who wrote under the name of Mark Twain, said there was something untrustworthy about anybody who didn't like cats. And I think there's something untrustworthy about anybody who funds 20 folks to fly, you know, planes into buildings. But who am I? After all, there are our partners in peace. Yeah, they are. I just wanted us to have a moment to. Just wanted us to have a moment to sort of check in there on another part of the planet so that we could have a full, you know, a full appreciation of just, you know, how much uplift and spiritual blessing there can be from religion in other parts of the world. By the way, I have a note here saying Cat Stevens says to tell Sheikh Sally bin Fawzan Al Fawzan to fuck right the fuck off. If Cat Stevens had a middle finger, he'd flip it. Indeed. Of course, they'll cut your head off for that too, not just your middle finger. I mean, that's because they're so civilized over there in Saudi Arabia. Yes. So, time to bring it all back home, as the saying goes. And I guess we've got a new feature here called Today in Targeted Screaming. No, really. It's a thing. It's a fad amongst all those hep-cat, evangelical, gundamentalist, amosexual, upstanding, Bible-believing, Christ-centered the followers of Jesus. And in this case, and look, West Virginia, you are really, really letting us down. Not one story of anybody hooting and hollering and screaming in the Target. Mm-hmm. Not one. We're gonna lose our claim to most puissant and pious Appalachian state, because see, the state of New York has Appalachian mountains in it too. Now I don't know where Queensbury, New York is. It may not be in the Appalachians, but there's Appalachian mountains in New York, and just, it counts because, you know, I'm the one doing the counting. Scotia Glenville High School was the scene of the act this week, as Angela Cummings. No, really, thank you, Goddess of Irony, thank you. You're too good to us, really. Angela Cummings, C-U-M-M-I-N-G-S. Angela Cummings took her her potty preversion routine on the road to Scotia Glenville High School in New York, where she decided to scream at the heathen youngsters some. No, really. Not kidding. Really wish I was. And I hate it when the video doesn't load and I kind of have to talk until it does. Let's try reloading that page. Come on. Now this is not funny. I had this all set up. I was responsible. I queued the video. I clicked play. By the way, Heather says, hello, the stuffed animals sitting at my computer are mad at the Saudis. Can you play a Cat Stevens tune when you play a song? Everybody wants in on the act. But yes, as a matter of fact, I had already gone and looked up Cat Stevens for the bumper. By the way, while the machine cycles and cycles and cycles and cycles, because Frontier Communications, note from Brother Deacon Gerald, As deacon of the buildings and grounds, I'd like to ask that parents please keep your children off the gate going up to the cemetery. Seems the pork loin has made them a little heavy and they're bending the hinges. Besides, the little young'uns might fall off and get hurt. Thank you and God bless. Absolutely. And, as we recently found out from a cemetery visit to Mingo County, West Virginia, you don't want the young'uns going up there anyway because you never know what they're going to find. They might wind up wandering around with $45 in their underwear. Just, you know, saying. All right, let's try this the other way. Because we can't miss out on... Can't miss out on today in targeted screaming. Mm-mm. Come on now. We can do this. There we go. Oh, goody, goody, goody. Okay, we're going to have this yet. Oh, and by the way, just while we're getting there, a brief reminder. Remember, the good, God-fearing, upstanding, Bible-believing, Christ-centered, evangelical, fundamentalist, homosexuals are real certain that marriage is a sacred union created by God Almighty between one man and one woe man. All right. Well, we'll have to go out to Idaho, Stan, for this story. It's going to be 120 days in the sneezer for Keith Strawn. Yep, he's gone up the river for 120 days. Because he took his 14-year-old daughter out of state to compel her to marry a 24-year-old man who had raped her and gotten her pregnant. Meanwhile, Keith Strawn said, "I love my daughter very much. And I would never do anything to intentionally harm her or put her in harm's way. I made the wrong decision, and I made that decision in duress." I thought he made it in Idaho. The judge was not impressed. The judge, Greg Moeller, said, "While you spend those 120 days in jail, perhaps you will think about the 120 days your daughter was in a vile farce of a marriage to a rapist." The rapist in question being one Aaron Seaton, who's doing a 15-year sentence in connection to having raped the 14-year-old girl. Fox 13 reports that the girl had a miscarriage. Why Fox 13 felt compelled to report that she had a miscarriage, I don't know, except for the fact that we are now in the business of trying to shame women who have perfectly legal constitutional abortions. Apparently, Keith Strawn harbored and protected him by letting him live with the 14-year-old girl. Citing his religious beliefs, Keith Strawn told the judge, "If you get him pregnant, then you marry him." Uh, You know what I haven't found yet? I haven't found the part of the program. I haven't found the part of the investigation report or the part of this news story where they say that Child Protective Services has initiated proceedings to terminate the parental rights of Keith Strawn, who essentially pimped out his 14-year-old daughter in the name of Jesus to her rapist. I haven't found that part yet. Probably because it's not there. I mean, you know, 120 days, he'll figure it out. He won't pimp out any more children to any more racists. No. Of course, I'm sure he's learned his lesson. Well, what a lovely thing. How interesting. The stream appears to have gone kaput. And yet I am streaming quite happily and merrily here with no issues whatsoever. Stand by, please. If you're listening to this program in delay, simply fast forward until you get voices again. Oh, I'm told I'm back now. Okay. You're golden, Bob. Thank you. Thank you, Sparky. That's just bizarre. That's just bizarre. So, anyway, we've got... he's cool. He'll be cool in his heels. But when Keith Strawn gets out after 120 days in jail for pimping out his 14-year-old pregnant daughter to her rapist, Keith Strawn can go right back home to the love and arms of his family, including the 14-year-old daughter who, while pregnant, he pimped out to her rapist to marry. What did I say about Nation of Assholes last night? Yeah. But anyway, this week, in targeted screaming, and so we go back to Scotia Glenville High School in New York State to check in with Angela Cummings, who apparently was the same woman walking around Target screaming last week, hence the targeted screaming part. Thanks, everybody, for letting me know that we're back. I was about to go into a full-on panic and have to bother Ben Birch and things like that. So here we go. Just checking in with the audio. Get the hockey puck. Just saying. Oh, wait. Wrong button, damn it. It gets so confusing. Truly, it does.
Out here. How many of you are right with God and going to heaven if you die? How many of you, if an ISIS bomber showed up, would you go to heaven? The Bible.
Well, no, dumbass. If ISIS bombers showed up, I'd go to the bomb shelter, but that's just me.
The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
And, of course, we're talking about knowledge in the Bronze Age sense, in which, say, the value of pi is 3.0, or the sun stands still in the sky because the sun revolves around the earth, or is perhaps a giant bird that goes to sleep by folding its its fiery wings about us and bringing on night each day. That's the knowledge they're talking about there in the Bronze Age book that she worships, but never mind. All these little students just kind of walking by as she hollers her fool head off at them because God is love, y'all.
Many of you don't have knowledge. You watch too much MTV, gangster music, and you live for the devil.
Wait. Okay. Ms. Cummings, Ms. Angela Cummings, apparently thinks that the teenagers are out there watching the MTV. I'm right with Jesus the Gardener, and I'm going to Disney World. How old is she that she thinks there's still music on MTV? Jesus, God. Ma'am, they barely watch broadcast television at all. They carry their television in their pockets, where they're probably watching you right now, you damn fool.
Some of you even smoke pot.
Even some of you. Wait, this needs reverb. That's what she's lacking. She needs to get Rafael Eduardo Cruz, the man who forgot to become an American for a really long time. She needs to borrow his reverb. See how much more effective this is. Some of you even smoke pot. I mean, that's effective, isn't it? Steve in New York was apparently stymied by the "you watch too much gangster music." Meanwhile, Steve has an announcement. Attention. Attention, Target shoppers. We have little Cletus Jr. here. Will Marveline Cletus Sr. come and get little Cletus so he doesn't re-unplug the interweb tube's electricity? Thank you. I wonder if she's got anything to say to the students there who smoke too much menthols. Just asking.
It's time to repent. Turn to Jesus.
Now it's time to get on the bus, lady.
The person that's hailing Satan is exactly why I came here.
Because, of course, one wise-ass teenager said, "Hail Satan." Good for you, wise-ass teenager. Now, here comes the school administrator, or some official personnel type.
Hi.
I am practicing freedom of speech. America has freedom of speech, and
I'm pretty sure he's not hearing impaired. This is not a skit from Saturday Night Live. A long time ago when it was funny.
I am allowed to be on American sidewalks.
Not on school property, though.
This is a public sidewalk. I am legally allowed to be here to confront you.
Oh, so many Christians, so few lions.
And you need a confronting.
You're bothering my
people. You need to get saved. This Bible is what you need.
Okay, so he falls on his knees and says, "Get me saved." Is she going to shut the up and get to ministering for the salvation of his soul? You got to want... No, she'd just keep yelling because she doesn't really give a about his soul. This is about her ego, you see.
You kids need a Bible. Next year, Obama is going to let you men, or young men, use the girls' bathroom.
They got to wait a whole year? It's going to hurt. meanwhile, off in far China, Steve asks under the subject line, megaphony. That's very good, Steve. I'm proud. You know, you guys just, you do. You make me proud every evening just to be associated with megaphony. Wait, time out. Megaphony. Yes. Didn't that very loud person ask if we would go to heaven if we died? It's a choice now? Well, problem solved. Fuck heaven. Regards, Steve in China. And then not one to let little details pass him by. Marty says, but won't Obama be out of office this time next year? When he's letting boys go to the... And see, I don't know, Sister Carol Baker. Carol asks, where does the Bible say thou shalt be an asshole and confront strangers you don't know? That's from 1 Cleticinthians 12, 13 through 26. 2 Corinthians, yeah. 2 Corinthians Leather Upholstery Shop. Yeah, fine Corinthian leather. Let's get back to Angela Cummings, shall we?
It's time for you to start homeschooling. Just yesterday, a girl had sex in the bathroom in a high school with 28. That's against the law.
Why are you using vulgar comments to my students?
That is against
the law. Shut your mouth about sex in the bathroom.
There is sex in the bathroom.
Our poor administrator friend here is about had all he can handle. Shut your mouth about sex in the bathroom. There is sex in the bathroom. Oh, in most civilized countries, we'd take this person away and check her calendar and try to find her an effective effective pharmacological remedy for her illness. But here we just call it religious freedom. There is urinating in the bathroom. There is sex in the bathroom. You don't want to tell a bunch of teenagers that. Jesus Christ, lady. Now they'll all get off the bus and go to the bathroom and see it. Really, what's it like? Poor Earther just wandered in medias res. This is why I tell you have to be on time for prayer meeting Wednesday. Earther says, wait, I just got here. What are we screaming about? Oh, somebody in the chat room fill Earther in, would you please? I can't rewind this. There is sex. That's where we were. There is sex in the bathroom.
In high schools.
Not
that
in
is
school.
True.
Not
well,
in this
I
school.
Don't doubt it.
Get your facts right about this school. You're embarrassing yourself and you're bothering my kids.
You need anger management.
She yells everything. Oh, meanwhile, under the subject line, all caps. I don't get very many people who type to me and who message me in all caps. In all caps, courtesy of Thomas. Over at FYINation.com, help, all caps, I am out of pot. Please pray for me. Why does she talk like Captain Kirk? This is an SOS. Why does she talk? Wait a minute, God. We come in peace, and we talk really loud because we're hard of hearing. No, Marty, I will not be kind and rewind. And I think the guy that's trying to get her to shut the up, I think he's the wrestling coach. And I'm really hoping that we get like a full fireman's carry followed by a body slam, or at least into the turn, at least into the turnbuckles.
Pushing me.
You have no right to be a school leader.
Oh, now we have two police wearing mirrored sunshades and bulletproof vests. Wait a minute. Taser, 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 taser. Meanwhile, courtesy of Earther, would you pass the salt, Brother Bob? It's closer to you. Thanks. Here, Earther, and I'll send you the pepper, too. Let's see what the local constabulary has to say about things.
What have I done wrong first? Before I give you my ID, can you tell me what law I'm breaking?
Disorderly conduct, ma'am, in New York State.
I am allowed.
Allen, you're allowed to say whatever you want.
Yes.
When you're disrupting people in movement
I'm
and talking,
I'm
it doesn't
just
matter.
On the sidewalk.
Just your loud noise, yelling out loud, that's disorderly conduct in the state of New York. Okay? So that's why I'm asking for your ID, so I can identify you and
yes.
We can handle that.
I'm going to keep preaching, though, because I know I have legal rights.
Yeah, but she doesn't have religious rights. She's an evangelical, fundamentalist, amosexual Christian. She's supposed to be silent. She's not even allowed to speak up in church. Huh? Yeah? And just in case you were wondering, and you're not, because, well, you can tell, Angela Cummings is white people. How do we know? Because she hasn't been tased, because she hasn't been sprayed, because she hasn't been pumped full of 48 or so bullets. That's how we know Angela Cummings is white. I mean, can we at least get a chokehold here?
Jesus calls you to repent! Many of you may be angry, just like your leadership. The Bible says, be angry and sin not.
You're going to get arrested.
Okay? If you want to speak at a normal tone, that's fine. But if you're going to scream, you're going to get arrested, okay? Do you understand? Do you understand? Yes or no? Do you understand?
Don't scream.
Don't scream and yell, okay? Otherwise, you will be arrested.
Okay.
And if you're on private property and a school wants you removed,
okay.
You can be removed.
Can you tell me what private property is?
Oh, I don't know. Did you hear that last part there? Can you tell me what private property is? Somebody's been into the sacramental wine, haven't they?
Something that you don't own. That's what it is.
This sidewalk is public property as far as I know.
No, it's not. It's through the school. The school owns this property.
I can move.
If you want to go in the street, then
you can get arrested there, too. If you're saying the sidewalk is,
Matthew, go.
Oh, come on. At least a breathalyzer. Jesus!
If you're saying the sidewalk is not public property,
it's not.
Then I will leave.
Okay, there you go. We told you that, so now leave.
Okay, I need my ID.
Ma'am, you were two-thirds of the way to the building.
I need my ID.
There was no school, there was school property.
You didn't tell me that until you started getting violent with me right here.
You're still on it.
Well, if you, he's got my ID. As soon as you give it to me, I will leave your town. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus.
I wish they'd hurry up and give her ID. I've given up hope on them tasing or shooting or pepper spraying her. Hey, yeah, that's a good idea. Jack in Shreveport notes, you know, she's a white person. Maybe the cops should offer to take her to Burger King. Problem solved. Earther asking what? She can't afford a bullhorn from Walmart? You can't go on the cheap when you're working for Jesus, Earther says. Well, you know, you got to work with the tools that the Lord gives you. No, yeah, absolutely. But please, okay, so we're 5 minutes and 10 seconds into this clip. The clip, I warn you, is 9 minutes and 39 seconds long. And all they got to do is give her her ID and she'll go away. Let's see if they give her her ID and she goes away.
Praise you, Jesus. Lord, I bind Satan and all his works, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm allowed to go?
You're allowed to go.
Okay. Let me cross right here so I won't get jaywalking. Thank you.
Yeah, now she's worried about jaywalking charges.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the sidewalk, for the crosswalk, Jesus.
God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. That who?
You're yelling again, ma'am. Your inner monologue's gotten loose some more. Your inner gifts of the Spirit.
Soever believeth in him
and
should not
cop
perish,
is following
but
her
have everlasting life.
Now she's on the other sidewalk.
This is public?
This is not public. This is private property. It's
okay. Where do you
so
want
you
me to go?
You need to get permission.
Where do I need to go that is public?
Public?
Because New York is America.
28.
New York is America.
I've served for 15 years.
Well, I'm trying to reach you kids on how to get to heaven. Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. He's the way, the truth.
Oh, now she's ministering to the potheads. The kids that didn't get on the bus and are walking home. Going to, you know, go back behind the Rippy Martin. Blaze up a number.
Truth and the life. Well, God calls you a fool according to the Bible.
Because the little girl said, I'm an atheist. Goodbye.
Wow, you guys are violent. Woo! Violent. Wife beaters. Future wife beaters.
She said to no one in particular. Now here's the fun part. She's apparently shooting her own video. Mm-hmm. So she... She turned the video over to somebody to show how she was being persecuted. And this is okay, so this is a serious question. It really is. And I welcome your input on this prayer meeting Wednesday. By the way, Brother Deacon Asa says, I swear I could hear her say over and over, crazed Jesus. Damn it, Asa. No, that was praise Jesus. Yeah. But here's the question. We know that In the drafting and ratification process of the Constitution of the United States, that it did not initially contain what we know as a Bill of Rights. And we know... Man, have I got some choices for a bumper here. And we know that some of the states at the ratifying convention threw a fit, saying, "Listen, if there's no Bill of Rights, we're not signing on." And Virginia was part and parcel of that, if I recall correctly. If there was no Bill of Rights, there'd be no Constitution. So James Madison tapped out, as it were, yelled uncle, knuckled under, and said, okay, just ratify the Constitution, and we'll immediately do a Bill of Rights. And the Bill of Rights was, you know, freedom of assembly, freedom of religion, freedom of the press, right to keep and arm bears, right to be secure in one's persons, papers, and effects, not to be unreasonably searched nor seized, the right to a jury trial, the right against self-incrimination, among other things. The right not to have to quarter troops in one's own home against one's will. And you know, that freedom of religion thing was important because of the long and blood-sodden history of Europe, in which people who were deemed not to worship the imaginary sky fairy correctly were often and summarily butchered to death by their thousands, if not millions. And so consequently, they put a little something in there about how it would be okay, and the government would not suppress anybody or anyone or anything for practicing their religion the way they chose to practice. There were Muslims in the country by that point in time. There were Jews, probably even some Hindus, who knows. But there were certainly Native Americans whose rights were entirely ignored in the Constitution, but that's another story. And there were all kinds of different Christians and even Catholics. Because for that era, you have to say even Catholics, because they were, you know, that all that Romish popery was not at all. I mean, the one thing they all agreed on was they didn't like their Romish popery. But still, you know, there you have the state of Maryland, which was specifically founded as a Catholic haven. So, yeah, okay, them too. And it was to be safe even for it was even to be safe for people who didn't want to believe in anything in particular, like, you know, T. Jefferson or Franklin, Ben, or Adams, John, or Washington, George. But this is what the First Amendment is about? Because I don't think it is. Not even a little bit. No. So, as they say in the God-fearing, upstanding, Bible-believing, Christ-centered churches of America, here endeth the lesson. Only it doesn't, because I got a lot more. I save up stories for prayer meeting Wednesday. It's kind of like how in a kitchen, in a professional kitchen, if they've got some ribby-ass, crummy cut of meat that's just they'll write hold for well done on it, because anybody who orders a steak well done doesn't give a damn about their steak in the first place. And so, you know, you save your not particularly artful cuts, and you write hold for well done on them. Well, I hold for prayer meeting Wednesday, with these stories, because you just can't make it up. And here's the thing: this is what scares me. This country faces any number of problems, climate change being the chief among them. We face problems of vast inequality. We face problems of employment, equal pay for equal work, a woman's essential right to her constitutionally guaranteed her access to her constitutionally guaranteed rights. We suffer from an overabundance of guns. We suffer from, and I think we often forget, we suffer from a world that every second of every minute of every day of every week of every month of every year of every decade stands on the brink of nuclear obliteration. But we also have this. We have a group of people who, regardless of their talent or degree of sanity, are driven to try to establish theocracy in America. That woman wanted theocracy in America. No one was to have free will to ignore her. She was halfway up to the school when she started screaming. And she felt like her rights were being violated because they wouldn't let her. And what do you want to bet? She's going to file suit against that community, that county, that municipality, whatever. What do you want to bet she's going to file suit? And what do you want to bet somebody like the pettifogging shysters from Liberty Council and Matt Staver will prosecute her case for her for free till they get her a nice government money check? We're in more danger than we know. 7 minutes past the hour. This is the Horn Prayer Meeting Wednesday. I want to thank Rusty for jumping in on the fundraising bandwagon. We have $50 to go to meet Labor Man's Prayer Meeting Wednesday challenge, and $150 to go to finish off fundraising for the evening. So hopefully we will knock down the we'll knock down the challenge, and then we'll get started on the last 100 for the evening. I should probably give out the phone numbers, area code 304-663-4676, 304-663-HORN. That's that is the stress line. The other line, line one, is 304-574-8178. And Skype to Skype, from anywhere on the planet, Bob Kincaid Horn, B-O-B-K-I-N-C-A-I-D-H-O-R-N. You are welcome to join in the conversation. And now, the recessional.
Hey, glory!
Remember the days of the old schoolyard? We used to laugh a lot. Oh, don't you remember the days of the old schoolyard? When we had imaginings and we had all kinds of things and we left and needed love, yes I do. Oh, and I remember you. Remember the days of the old schoolyard? We used to cry a lot. Oh, don't you remember the days of the old schoolyard? When we had simplicity and we had warm toast for tea and we left and needed love, yes I do.
My first sweet love,
my love,
my love, love.
See, if I was really creative, I would have mixed in some of that woman screaming toward the end there with the happy children playing in the old schoolyard. That, of course, a long-distance dedication going out for Cat Stevens on the shores of Lake Hooterville, as suggested by Heather. Marty pointed out, that woman sounded like David Lynch's character, FBI Bureau Chief Gordon Cole. Anybody remember? He spoke in that tone in Twin Peaks. Marty suggested the bumper be the main title to Twin Peaks, but that was not within reach. Hey, let's run over to the Skype line and check in with Thomas. Thomas, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me? And where's my pot? I need pot, damn it. I can't. It doesn't grow itself. Wait, yes, it does.
Well, it does. But I'm glad that something is. I'm glad that something as meek and mild as that works for you. I need a Thorazine dart in the neck.
Because
we've got the U-shaped blowgun. Just
Well, you know, she offered up the healing powers of Jesus, and that didn't work. I don't know why it didn't work, because she was so right on and self-righteous with her, you know, love there. That was love, wasn't it?
The love that passeth all understanding. No, really, it passes all understanding, that love.
Because it almost came across as domestic abuse. I really love you, so I'm going to beat the shit out of you while I tell you about Jesus.
It's okay. It did the same thing to me. I mean, that was like my fourth viewing, and
Oh my God!
Does she have family?
If they do, they should be neutered.
Well, no, she just needs to be in their loving arms and appropriately medicated,
or a pillow.
Now see, there I go, being all. Liberal snotty elitist. I want to medicate all the ignorant people.
I just want to put a pill over the head and come what may. 2016, after all, they might live. I mean, we can't get rid of Ted Nugent.
He's not in prison or dead.
Yeah, or shooting himself. Well, that was only one time and one time only for a specific war. Sorry.
Yeah.
This woman, and I feel like I'm insulting all women when I talk about her as a woman. We'll check in.
Maybe the women will forgive you.
I know, right? Did she express it at all? How many?
Well, her hair was not caught up under a scarf or anything to keep it from distracting and causing the men folk to go wild with lust, like she's told to do there in the New Testament. And she was preaching, and that's not allowed at all. And she'd probably best be taken outside the city gates and stoned to death, according to her own book's rules.
Right. And why was she not baking cookies and making me a sandwich?
Well, they didn't have no cookies back there in the time of Jebus.
Well, that's true. But they had the Panera Bread, and that was pretty good. And ask the blue-haired lady.
Well, I mean, with some locusts and wild honey. Locusts. Yes, absolutely.
Served great with Jim Baker broccoli.
Oh, no, you just had to bring him up now, didn't you?
Oh, he's my favorite, Bob. I love the adulterer-in-chief. I really do.
We have a new reason, because we haven't had one in a while. We have a new reason for buying your big bucket of Jim Baker apocalyptic potato soup and apocalyptic pudding.
And macaroni and cheese. Don't forget the macaroni and cheese.
Is there mac and cheese?
Yes, that's my favorite.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
You know? Jesus. Food porn, man. This is your show, not mine.
I'll take all the help I can get.
We're not in Utah, so we could get away with this.
Earlier, he was saying that you needed to buy, you need to buy his big buckets of food because Zika.
Yes, yes. And he's really worried about London's new Muslim mayor, who is apparently going to bomb Donald Trump with a drone. I don't know. Something
but
like
apparently
that.
Now there are rehydratable, because I got the audio here, apparently now there are rehydratable burritos. Are you ready for this? Or tacos or something?
Please do, Bob.
We have done less tweaking, as we call it, on this food than anything we've ever put together. The first few times...
Wait, it's tweaked? They've tweaked on the food?
I thought his wife did all the tweaking. What the hell?
Well, no, I mean, is there meth in it? I mean, is there a little... Is there some Sudafed in the bottom? I don't know. But they're tweaking. And by the way, it is billed as the Mexican Fiesta Bucket.
This food is so good. It passes the official Mexican test. This is Mexican food that real live Mexicans approve of. You know, this is not gringo food. This is good, good food. And it is unbelievable. But the big...
I think I just saw some Mexican macaroni and cheese, Thomas.
Oh, there you go. See, now, what is the official Mexican food test, Bob? Is that you eating? I'm sorry, I'm an asshole. But who created this test?
Well, and how does it well, you know, you're getting you're the devil. The devil is in the details, and you're consorting with the devil down in them details. Just pay attention, Thomas. All right, open your heart.
Yeah,
wait a minute. Wait. Open your heart to Jesus.
What was that? I couldn't hear you.
No, I didn't. We come in peace. What is this kissing? Give me another of those kisses, Jim Kirk. Obligatory Star Trek reference, but you know, I think that's about the third one this evening. But okay, I don't know about this real Mexican test. Will you be able to get that? Will you be able to have this inside the wall after President Trump builds? I don't know.
Thing is, you know, I believe there's going to be some events take place. It may not be the big event, the grid going totally down, but I believe there's going to be major events that's literally going to, like a shot across the bow.
Right.
He's going to warn us. God's been dealing with me.
Yeah.
I'm so unrestful about it because I know things are coming.
Has God been dealing with him because his wife won't?
Well, you know, I think back in prison, his boyfriend made him refer to him as God.
Oh, or it was actually Jesus. Oh, wait, that was a line I crossed.
No,
sorry.
No, Jesus. But I think I finally figured it out, Thomas. He's been rehydrating his Mexican dinner and his pudding and all that with Flint water.
Oh, well, that'll be worthwhile. And it'll be apocalypse ready. I can't even say it. It's so good.
Apocalypse now.
Exactly. And can Jim get this woman on his show and interview her? Because
I'm sure she'll be on all of them soon as the as the blast email o persecution goes out. No doubt about it, Thomas.
Well, why do you think they invented a St. Andrew's cross so she could get up on it?
The Sister Carol Baker just said, "I work for Mexicans and I'm betting it wouldn't pass their test." Oh, you haven't seen the photographs, Carol.
And Bob, here's the other thing. What about the zombies? He's talking about real live Mexicans. What about the zombie Mexicans crossing the border with ISIS?
Well,
don't they get tested?
It's hard to say. There was some salsa in a bucket there, and I'm betting the instructions say add tomatoes, add cucumbers, add onions, add jalapenos,
add flavor.
Yeah, miracle. I think they're selling empty buckets, Thomas. I just do. It's $100 for a 30-day Mexican Fiesta bucket supply. And honest to God, tell me if I don't know why I'm echoing.
I just lost my call on you, Bob. That was my fault. So
oh, okay.
That's
oh.
Probably yes. My Skype is just lovely today.
It would be kind of interesting to, except for the fact that it's just so noxious to drop a C note on Jim Baker, just to see what you get with the Mexican Fiesta Bucket. I mean,
I want to try the macaroni.
Would the Federal Trade Commission have any? I mean, have they got jurisdiction here? I mean, the Interstate Commerce Commission, or does he just get to hide all of this behind? I'm doing it for Jesus.
No, he totally is, because he has a message of the Lord and the end times. So it's all hidden behind the tax rate. And the best part is, if you get the Mexican Fiesta Bucket and you get Alex Jones's penile helper pill, you could have a good time at the end time.
Like Slim Pickens said in Dr. Strangelove, one pair of nylons, one miniature King James Bible, one bar of chocolate, $200 in gold. Hell, fella could have a pretty good time in Vegas with this.
Amen. Literally. Oh, and why are you not shouting at me? I cannot hear you, Bob.
Sorry, Thomas. I forgot to shout in the name of the Lord.
I am convinced that if we had Medicare for All, she would not be shouting, because the miracle ear would be working for her.
You know, I missed... I missed another perfect bumper opportunity here. You know what I missed, right?
No, I'm daft, so you're going to have to explain it to me.
Okay, stand by. How did I let this get past me? I mean, talk about things I can do without it. That was perfect.
Or the Star Trek fight theme, versus the Captain Kirk and the Gorn. Because she is fighting for the love of Jesus.
Oh yeah. Did you know that Jim Morrison actually wrote a song about that episode of Star Trek?
No, I didn't. I didn't. No,
yeah, it's there. If you listen to the lyrics, it's there. Just another lost alien with obsidian knife. Obsidian knife, obsidian knife. Just another lost alien with obsidian knife, obsidian knife, obsidian knife. Yeah, it's right there. It's just tucked away in L.A. Woman. Yeah.
Yep. Quit talking about her like that, Bob. She just hasn't had her 12th kid yet and her long hair. She'll get there. We're gonna find her in a Target one of these days, Bob. That's what's going to happen.
Well, I don't have a Target. And I feel left out. I just want to go hang out and until they start yelling. I mean, I could be internet famous by uploading the video.
Yeah, I know, right? You could be the YouTube challenge of the day. You know? I don't think I have a Walmart. So, you know, clearly left out.
All I got's Wally World, and there's never all we ever get is people sitting out in front of the Wally World raising money for the children's home.
Yeah, and what is their stance on this, on the bathrooms?
Oh, Walmart has been studiously silent because they think they're going to make a killing off of the million people with at a dollar a person not spending money to the Target.
Ah, see, I think I need to go pee in one of their pots. Next time I'm in there.
Only if it's the wrong one.
Yep, they're all the wrong one, just for all the wrong reasons. See how that works?
Oh, Thomas, it's time for your medication.
Yes, it is, and it's time for me to go. Thank you, Bob.
Peace and blessings upon you. Brother Thomas.
And may the love
and see, that's you are doubting Thomas after all.
Yes, I am, because that motherfucker needs to give me that hole to push my finger through and whatnot.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
I need to be sure. Clearly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. go and wait a minute. Go and sin no more.
Okay, heathen.
All right, all better now?
No, I still don't got my pot.
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, your faith is not strong enough.
Clearly.
I've been sitting here telekinesising you. Is that a word? Some blueberry bubblegum kush, and if it ain't got to you, your faith is not strong enough.
Well, clearly. I'm going to have to go watch some Benny Hinn now. I'll talk to you later, Bob.
All right, see you, Thomas.
Bye-bye. Later.
The one and only Thomas, Doubting Thomas, from FYINation.com. The stress line. Well, no, it's not really a pool, Carol. Carol Baker says, there's a pot pool now? No, it's just that shouty lady, Angela Cummings, caused Thomas to desperately need his medication. And he's out, and he can't find where to buy any more of said medication because it ain't legal where he lives. Although a pot pool, that doesn't sound too terrible, does it? But would that be liquid? Would that be liquid pot? Would that be pot anymore? Ooh, oil. Okay, yeah, there we go. No, I missed out. I missed out on a lot. There were just all kinds of bumper opportunities for that lady, weren't there? Yeah, you see what I mean? And then, of course... Oh, wrong song. That was supposed to be Shouted Out Loud, but something screwed up in the... Right. Oh, where to next? And by the way, my apologies. My sincere apologies. I don't know what's happening to the stream. It comes in, it goes out, and it's just hard to say. 48K is screwed up. 24K is okay. I don't know. But anyway, both lines are open if you want to jump into the conversation. 304-574-8178 or 304-663-HORN. 304-663-4676. And Skype to Skype from anywhere else on the planet. Just Bob Kincaid Horn. If you've never sent me a contact request, feel free to do so. And we'll be engaging in conversation. Hey, okay, from the Department of Creepy, because this is. Also from the Department of Your Tax Dollars at Work, or your tax dollars being pissed down a rat hole. How about this? The Department of Homeland Security has apparently already sunk money into a company called Faceception. This is the kind of stuff that gets the Rapture Ready types all worked up, and I'm not particularly crazy about it either. This company, Faceception, F-A-C-E-P-T-I-O-N, it claims that it's developed software that will help government agencies identify prospective terrorists, pedophiles, and white-collar criminals merely by taking a picture of their face. Have they ever taken a picture of Dick Cheney's face or George Bush's? Just asking. No, really, it sounds nutty, but Faceception, according to the Washington Post, has already signed a contract with a Homeland Security agency to help identify terrorists. A Homeland Security agency. We don't know which one that is, because it's a secret. Princeton psychology professor Alexander Todorov has sort of peed on their Wheaties, though. He said, the evidence that there is accuracy in these judgments is extremely weak. Just when we thought that physiognomy ended 100 years ago, oh well. And, of course, the Faceception is an Israeli company, so you can kind of, you can probably already imagine what it's like. You just, you know, you point it at a Palestinian and it goes, terrorist! And then, you know, they launch a missile and, you know, kill the guy's kid. Faceception CEO Shai Gilboa, who is the company's chief ethics officer, told the Washington Post that he thinks government shouldn't rely solely on his company's facial scanning tech, but make it part of one of several variables. I think whoever that Homeland Security agency was would probably have done better sinking their money into, sea monkeys. Then again, as Carol points out, they already have face recognition software. It's how they found out who the Boston bomber was. But this stuff, Carol, will predict. They can just look at you and see if you're a. If this is pre-crime, if you're a pedophile in waiting, if you're a terrorist in waiting, if you're a white-collar criminal in waiting, just by, you know, looking at your face, because, you know, oh dear. Yeah. Hey, let's go over to the Skype line and talk to Tracy. Hey, Tracy. Oh, Tracy.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Can you hear me, Bob? I don't know.
I hear you fine, Tracy. Jesus is the way.
The power of Christ compels you.
How's the leg?
It hurts like the beach. Actually, it doesn't hurt as bad as it did yesterday.
That's a good sign.
The bastards, you saw that picture. The bastards lied. Maybe they were talking about somebody that was younger. Because at one point during the procedure, it was like, you know how when you're getting, you know, that shot of Novocaine and they dig around the needle to try to find that sweet spot and then they inject you?
That just hurts. It sounds like you had some guy with a needle probing your leg going, is it safe?
Pretty much. See, what had happened was that they started at your ankle and I was probed, Bob.
Mm-hmm. Aliens were involved, I trust?
I was probed. They started at my ankle and worked their way up through to my thigh. Yes, I was probed. And again, like I said, they fill you full of some kind of anesthetic and... It was just crazy because they would be going around and fine, and then they would find that one spot. The one spot that hadn't gotten the...
And that's where you yelled, Jesus, Dill Harris!
Yes. Pretty much. I'm like, pain. And they're like, okay.
Yeah,
they inject you with...
See, and they tell you to say something like pain. I prefer to say something like, dirty bastard!
Yeah. Oh, I cussed. I'd be like, you know what? See, would you be doing this if I was white? You know me.
You didn't.
Yes, I did.
Well, you know, there are studies out there that say that people of color get less anesthesia.
I had them laughing because there was this one point where they told me to turn my leg to the side. And I said, I don't even do that for my wife.
Ooh!
They're like, we love patients like you because we know you're in horrible pain, but you're still making us laugh. I'm like, because if I stop laughing, I'm going to be screaming and crying. So, but yeah, yesterday it was, I was going to go to work and I'm like, yeah, no, not so much. It was an experience. I have a really good doctor. and I have really good insurance because why? Obamacare. You know, stuff like that. And I live in California. And, you know,
and there are shrimp tacos. I know. Rub it in. Just get it over with.
And we have, and look, and I could put a Bernie Sanders yard sign in my yard and not have to worry about my house being burned down.
There is that.
Speaking of which, today, well, it probably came yesterday because I hadn't checked my P.O. box since Sunday. And there was my mail-in ballot with Bernie Sanders. Yes. Very first line on the ballot, Bernie Sanders. Hillary Clinton's name was like four lines down, by the way.
Okay. Now, wait a minute. That's for the first mention of a presidential candidate this evening.
Okay. Oh, really? It is, because I have to.
I've been working. I've been working these past 2 days to not mention any of that any of that business.
Well, and I was because I did listen. I was I have that app, the Pod app or whatever it is. You know me, and I was because I actually meant to call in yesterday, but I guess I went and lay down because I wasn't going to work. And
well, did they give you something? Did they give you good stuff to take home for the pain?
Oh, honey. Let's see. I got the dimmer. No, not dimmer. I lied. I have Soma. I have Tramadol. I have. Let's see. I had a really nice glass of wine. I get this stuff.
That's some, that Obamacare in California is a sumbitch. They sent you home with some vino? Or is that just a California thing? Is it because they grow grapes out there?
I don't live that far. You know, I'm only a few hours away from wine country, Bob. So,
right, right.
You know.
Yeah.
There's wineries pretty much within an hour or so drive. There's a winery somewhere. I was good. I was golden. And I went and laid down in my room specifically so I could, because Jan was still working Tuesday. For her, it's her long day because she has to do payroll for one of the divisions. And I just said, I'm going to lay down. And lo and behold, I didn't even realize how long I would sleep. Apparently, I was so gone that because our handyman was there yesterday sawing tile. I heard nothing, and I guess I was sawing off. I heard nothing. Jan comes in, she's like, did you even know that Rogelio was there doing? I said, he was what? I heard nothing. I was just that knocked out. It was bliss. Because Monday after the procedure, I made the mistake of not, I had yet to take Will out, and I couldn't drive, so I rode with Jan. You know, I was sitting feverishly screaming emails while we were driving, and so I wasn't hurting, so I didn't even think about taking any pain meds with me on that drive.
No. Stay ahead of the pain.
Yeah, and so the anesthesia had worn off. And, I mean, I have to tell you, whatever they injected during the procedure was some good stuff, man, because I didn't really start hurting until about 8 o'clock.
But you were conscious for it all, so they didn't do, like, the Versed-Fentanyl combination.
No, I was conscious.
Where you're all chatty and stuff, but you don't remember any of it because you'd be horribly embarrassed.
Right. No, I was awake, and I was, you know, so I, as a matter of fact, I was texting while it was just, you know, like I said, and it reminded me, and this is the kind of pain, and okay, for you people who get freaked out about when you, so it's like when I had Alex, it's been 28 years since I've had Alex, but I remember this pain distinctly. Alex was a very small baby. He came very quickly. So they didn't have a chance to do the episiotomy, which meant, yeah, ripped from front to back. I still didn't feel that. They give you Novocaine so they can sew you up. There was that one spot that didn't get the Novocaine. Now, you remember those old the old races, Warner Brothers cartoons? Well, the ones where the cat gets scared and they leap up and they're, you know, trembling.
Hanging upside down by their claws from the ceiling. Yes, claws. Yes.
That was that. Mm-hmm. That's that kind of pain. That's that kind of pain. And that's how I felt on Monday. I'm like, I basically called the doctor and the guy that was doing the ultrasound, because how it works is you have the doctor doing the procedure probing while you have the ultrasound technician watch telling him which way to go. And there was a way I wanted them to go, and it was straight to hell.
I've had enough. Leaving now. Okay, just be
all in all, with all the stuff that I've gone through in the last few years as far as medical procedures, I have been very fortunate that I have had amazing doctors. And I thank God again that I live in California, because I just can't imagine. Well, no, I can't imagine.
Well, I mean, you probably get something similar up in, say, the People's Republic of Massachusetts or Vermont or... But
Oregon.
You get an old rag to bite on, and an occasional shot of old panther piss if they do this in Talabama or Mississippi Stan or, you know, somewhere like that.
When you were screaming that the lady was it yesterday? Yeah, because I was listening to the podcast from yesterday about the woman going off on a man because, you know, he was using food stamps or SNAP or whatever, you know, a name that they're calling it now.
Yeah, it's a free country for you Bernie people.
And
the thing is, I didn't even mention it at the time, but since you've already broken the taboo, I haven't figured out yet if that woman was a Republican or a Hillary supporter.
Right. Because did he say, how did she know he was a Bernie? Because I was confused.
She didn't. All he said was, lady, I work 40 to 60 hours a week to feed my kids. Because, see, we live in a country, Tracy, and I don't have to tell you this, you know. We live in a country where you can work 40 to 60 hours a week and still not have enough money to support your family.
I lived that life, Bob. I try to... explain to people I've lived that life where I was so broke at one point I didn't even have $50 to keep the gas on. And we know in California it doesn't get cold, really that cold, that you have to worry about, you know, my gas bill was averaging $7-$8 a month, and you know they keep it off for a long time before they turn you off. But my gas bill had gotten to $50. I even had the $50 to pay to keep my gas on.
Well, see, I remember when the gas company, this was 12 years or so ago, I remember when the gas company, there was a woman, she was a new mother, she had a newborn, and she was developmentally delayed, I guess is the term. She had an IQ that was very, very low, and it was the dead of winter. And she got sent home after giving birth to her child, and the gas company came and turned off her gas and froze her baby to death.
Right. Why? Because
Merca.
Merca. The greatest country in the world, all men.
On earth now, forever, today, in the universe, right.
And, you know, and when I was listening to that woman going off of that man, it just made me, because I know she was probably a white woman.
She was.
And the things that white people think they can do. So,
you knew she was a white woman, because I'm not aware of any instances of black folks castigating any other folks for eating food.
Nope. nope. Here, cause I had an instant. See, this is why.
And let's not forget, naturally, it took place in Wally World.
Of course.
I mean, and it's not like dude had a buggy full of Alaskan king crab legs like Louis Asparagus Gohmert is forever going on about.
And if he did, so the frick what? But he didn't, I'm pretty sure. He was like, I had a woman, so Sunday, Jan and I were shopping and, you know, trying to, you know, those things that you do when you get into a house or what have you. You're constantly somewhere buying stuff for the house. You know, so we did our rounds on Sunday. We did Walmart. We didn't go to Walmart. I won't. We went to Target and all. And where there was nobody screaming about the bathrooms, by the way. We were looking for...
Bonus. Yeah.
For the kitchen and patio furniture. So we're in JCPenney, we find the chairs that we want, and we're like, okay, and all that other stuff. So we're like, okay, we'll order it online and have it delivered, because so we don't have to schlep it home. We get home, we open up the website, and there's the chairs aren't there; they're discontinued. So I'm like, crap. So that meant I had to go back with Alex to Penny, because you know you take your young strapping son to do these things that you don't have want to do. So he stays in the car. I go in, and there's another couple of women looking at the same chairs, and they carry theirs. Oh, I'm like, okay, great. Since you're carrying two over there, I don't have to schlep six because, you know, you guys have them. And so while we were both in line, I was behind them, and then I realized that I forgot that there was a popcorn maker, and don't laugh, but a cotton candy machine. Jan asked for it. She wanted it, so I had to get it.
Oh, Tracy. So I left. Those don't work.
Unless
you get the industrial carnival cotton candy machine and the carny to run it, they don't work.
with three teeth. Like I said, this is a good thing about the way we shop, though. If it doesn't work, I just take it back. It's no big deal. I don't care. It's not like I had, you know, I didn't order it from online. You just take it back. No big deal. And you're right. It probably won't work. But she wanted it. I don't know why.
And you know what? Those are issues of the heart. And far be it from me to challenge them.
But, and that's, you know, this is why, you know, I'm pretty sure if there was something that Agnes ran up on and you knew good and damn well that it wouldn't work and she wanted it, what would you say, honey? What would you say?
Yes, dear.
Yes, dear. Okay.
Yeah, but see, you talking about all this reminds me, we don't have Home Depot or anything. We got Lowe's.
And no, we have Home Depot and Lowe's.
Well, I was in Lowe's the other day. I'd gotten some stuff to work on the plumbing with, and I needed some crimp rings for PEX, never mind, and a little bit of emery cloth. And so I got. But,
I know what all that stuff is now.
I know you know. But while I'm there, I just, you know, I went walkabout in the appliances because, you know, appliance porn turns me on.
Why do you do that to yourself, Bob?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's an exercise in futility. But I was looking at stoves.
Oh, what did you see? Did you see my stove?
No, I didn't. Well, I wondered if I did, but I think your stove is bigger. But this was a self-contained unit. I prefer my cooktop to be gas, but you can't find gas electric combos. They're expensive. They're really expensive. But I found this. I found this glass cooktop with five burners. Four cook, one warming. But it had two ovens under it.
Yeah.
The bottom oven was pretty big, and it would hold a turkey and stuff, and it was convection. And the upper oven was like cakes, pies, you know.
Right.
Shorter
stuff.
And we were looking at that. And I just stood there and said,
Did you tear up a little?
I did. I teared up a little bit. And then since when is a damn refrigerator $4,000? Goes to show you how long it's been since I've even looked, but And then it felt like a luxury. I got to step back and go, you know what? 10 years ago, we needed a refrigerator that big. Now we don't.
Yeah. Look, I was looking when Jay and I were doing our appliance shopping, because first of all, I've never gone appliance shopping. Why I come? Because I've lived in an apartment. Okay, I have bought refrigerators. Well, actually, I've only bought one refrigerator in my entire life, kind of having to living in apartments, because a couple of apartments that I had moved into had refrigerators. I got one refrigerator given to me. And then because at one point I qualified for, you know, when we're doing back about 10 years ago, when they were talking about, you know, when the Energy Star refrigerators started coming out, and DWP had a program that if your refrigerator was old and energy drainer, they would replace it for free, your refrigerator for free. See, California, I'm pretty sure they have those things in other states, but that was the last refrigerator that I had until...
No, because they sent all those high electricity using refrigerators to West Virginia because we burn coal for electricity and we got to burn more coal because Obama EPA's got a war on coal.
Right. So when Chad and I went appliance shopping, why? Because we had to buy everything. We had to buy washer, dryer, dishwasher, stove, you know, range, and refrigerator. And we actually got a Frigidaire. Yes, they still have Frigidaire.
Yes, they do.
Our refrigerator is Frigidaire. The dishwasher is General Electric, believe it or not. But our stove and the washer and dryer is Samsung. But the refrigerator.
Well, see, I mean, I've got a list now. I want that really cool stove. I do not have to have the Toshiba 97 square foot refrigerator. But I need something with a little freezer in it because how can I explain this? I got to have a freezer because I'm really frustrated at having to buy an entire box of popsicles to have one damn popsicle. And yes. I'm a 53-year-old, 6-year-old who still likes popsicles.
I'm married to one as well. I'm married to a 64-year-old, 5-year-old.
Okay, so you understand. I mean, it just pisses the Scott in me right off. I mean, because I get downright pushy about it. I look like I could eat a popsicle. Eat two, three, please. I don't want one. Eat it! It's going to waste! I need a little bit of freezer space. Summer's coming up. You know, need a little bit of room for a few ice trays. Not a lot, you know, just 3 or 4 dozen.
Our refrigerator. Okay, I'm going to really mess with you because, of course.
No, you're going to hurt me. You're going to hurt me. Just say it, Tracy. You're going to hurt me.
Automatic ice maker. Either I can have crushed ice. Ice.
Oh, we went down that. No, we've been down that road. That was the refrigerator that the derecho killed back in 2012.
Okay. Oh yes. Okay. And of course that's the filtered water. But we got the fridge door refrigerator that has the really top, you know, and then has a bottom freezer. And there's so much. I mean, it's again. I had the, you know, this old school, you know, up and down refrigerator, you know, freezer on top. That you, like you said, you can't put Jack Diddley in those freezers because there's no room. There's absolutely, positively, like you said, if you want more than a box of popsicles or something, you gotta, you know, damn near reconfigure everything, take everything out. And yeah, it's no fun. It is no fun. And the good thing about having the freezer at the bottom of the, you know, at the bottom is if you pick up the turkey and drop it, you don't have to worry about it coming from that top freezer.
No, the turkey, gravity, and foot, not a good thing. No, it's. I mean, yeah, I just wandered around, and that's how I happened to notice the toilet that will flush 16 golf balls.
Yeah, I heard that part, Bob, and all they got to think of was it a Kohler?
I believe it was.
Toilet?
I believe it was.
Yeah, because I've... There was a while ago, Kohler had a commercial probably about that same toilet.
Yeah, but God almighty, have you priced golf balls?
It's like, what are you trying to say, man? What is coming out of your ass that somebody has to worry about? What have you eaten that you have to worry about being able to flush 16 golf balls?
And there we go. Yep.
See, these are those things, those are the kind of things that people, normal people, would keep me up.
Well, I mean, think about what the picture on the box would look like if we were just dealing with literalism. We all know what it's there for, and, you know, golf balls are there just to preserve our delicate sensibilities.
Right. Speaking of delicate sensibility, have you ever squirted?
Oh, you broke up on me. What was that?
You heard of squatty potty.
No. Do I want to know?
Well, actually, you know what? For people like me who at times have issues,
is that like where you travel to India and it's just a hole in the ground? I mean,
no, your toilet to help you be ergonomically correct when you use the restroom.
I don't want to be ergonomically correct. I just want to be comfortable.
It helps you.
I want my legs not to go to sleep while I'm reading War and Peace.
Well, see, that's the same. I need
you. Oh, I don't know where you are, Tracy, but you've gone out of your LTE range, I fear.
I can hear you.
Nah, you're breaking up all over the place. Yeah, maybe it'll be better over on the 702. Or the 6 3/8. That's a little L.A. humor there. Oh, lost her entirely. Now she's back. Okay, are we better?
Can you hear me? I was in the canyon. Can you hear me now?
No, it wasn't working. I think I got you, though.
Okay, good.
But so, you might take the exit over to the 6 7/8, and it you might get better service over there.
I'll try. So there's this thing called a squatty.
Yeah, now there's a link in the chat room.
Have they looked it up in a chat room, the squatty potty?
Yes,
on YouTube, because it's about a unicorn, and it'll bring tears to your eyes. Because Alex showed it to me, and I was like, oh, no.
Oh, it's a footrest.
Oh, no, but, yeah. And if you got to play the audio on it because it's hilarious. It's hilarious.
Oh, there's the unicorn. Yeah, okay. Oh, my God, there's graphics. Wait, there's graphics.
Yes. Did you get the one with the unicorn?
No, I'm looking at the unicorn now, and I feel bad for the unicorn.
Leave it to me.
Oh, that's just wrong. unicorns, golf balls, you know, anything to avoid the obvious reality.
Right. But the unicorn.
And
God.
You can get, and at one squatty potty is $29, two is $50. But if you order three, you get them, they're down to $20 a piece. And they all probably cost about 19 cents a piece to extrude, and I'm using that word deliberately, out of plastic.
Well, what kills me?
Oh, they got a porta squatty. They got a packable squatty. They got an inflatable.
I have opened up a can of worms, Bob.
I wouldn't say it's worms.
I would say, well, hey, if you have worms using a squatty potty, you might be able to get them out.
I didn't say, damn it, Tracy. and they'll send you some squatty organic herbs for $28. Oh, yep. Capitalism.
For the You know,
and of course, it's a pretty and the beginning of the website is of course a pretty blonde lady with really white teeth, dressed all in white because you know because I don't know.
Well, they sell those in they sell those in Bed Bath and Beyond. They went on Shark Tank, and they are now gazillionaires.
Yeah,
Yep. Yep, America.
Yeah, there it is. The unicorn changed. This unicorn changed the way I poop. I remember 12 years ago starting this program thinking we were going to talk about serious issues, the issues of our day, the things that affect us. Yeah. But it does.
It does. Because if you don't go, and because, let's face it, the way most Americans eat, our diets are full of processed foods and sugar and starch and, you know, and when we do eat a vegetable, it's cooked to the very, you know, so there's like no nutrients left in them. So we have issues going on the real.
We do, and there's no getting around it. I mean, it's just the bemused look on the unicorn's face.
Is the chat room? Have they gone crazy yet in the chat room?
No. Let's see. Yeah, right. No, there. But you've got something going. Yeah.
And then you scroll down because, of course, if you look up. The Squatty Potty on YouTube, and you look a little further down.
Yeah, but remember, Tracy, I've got a birth defect that makes my colon sideways. If I use a Squatty Potty, it might come out my ear.
That's right. Yeah, that's true. We wouldn't want that. But then you go down a little further, and then, of course, there's the ad for poopery. And
I scanned the whole thing, and Wait till I show Agnes.
Agnes is going to, and she's going to say, I thought Tracy was so much better than that. This might keep Agnes for everyone to meet me now.
The problem is, it's not so much, it's the unicorn poops ice cream, and then the guy eats the ice cream.
Takes it. So don't end the spring. And it's like, especially with the kids eating it, it's like, oh God.
Meanwhile, Jack in Shreveport is not exact. I don't guess he's found it yet, because he says picturing a unicorn poking its head out of a toilet doesn't exactly shout the word comfort, if you ask me. Woohoo! That's like when they hit you with the needle in the spot that didn't have the Novocaine in it. You some bitch.
Exactly. It's like all this area.
Do not show that video to little children who are potty training, okay?
Oh God! Could you imagine the unicorn coming up and where?
No, there will be nightmares, and they'll want to go to clown school in about 15 years, or become mimes or something.
Right, forever silent because of what happened with the thing. No, it's when I saw that the first, and you guys can't completely blame me. It's Alex's fault. He showed it to me yesterday, and he's trying to convince me to buy them. And I said, well, because like you said, if you buy two, they're 20, you know, two for 25, blah 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 blah. So there's that. No, it's hilarious. I mean. Chad and I are constantly, you know, when we...
No, okay, so here's the question. Do you own one?
Not yet. Okay. I will be. Because the only reason why I hadn't bought one sooner is because, you know, my wife had this thing about making sure she had to have a specific kind of commode. And so she's like, well, just wait, because I guess they have two different sizes of Squatty Potty, then have one for the low boy.
Couldn't you just stack up a couple of shoe boxes?
Apparently, I would think that you should be able to, but I guess it's just
sorry, that was my Scots ancestry chiming in there. Just
it's okay. My wife is Jewish. So, you know, and that was
I didn't say that. I did not say that.
I said it. But the funny thing is, we actually argue, and it's usually me screaming about bargaining and haggling. Because she's one of those people, it's here, I see it, let's just get it. I'm like, but honey, I know I can get this a lot less, less money. Just get it. And I'm like, wait, aren't you supposed to be the Jewish one? What the hell, man? You're supposed to be living up to the stereotypes. She just looks at me, she's like, there is really conscious.
Yeah, that's where you look at her and just go, they're going to pull your card.
Yeah, it's like, with the guy with the, when you were talking, we have the Reverend Dr. Dim Baker on there about tweaking. Are you sure they weren't twerking?
You know, no? One has to wonder. You've created some consternation. Randy in PA says, I'm afraid to look up the Squatty Potty because I don't want to be classified by Silicon Valley Madison Avenue bots as having small children. As a single male, I get enough ads for women's clothing, and I don't want the bots to get further confused.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, because I keep getting, I love those, you know, when you go on certain websites and you'll click on it about some stupid thing that they're showing and you get all the ads from websites that you have visited at one point. And it's like, if I wanted to, it's that constant reminder. And I'm like, I don't want this stuff. And you got to click through all the damn ads to read, to even see what you want to read at that point. I just closed the website, and I know it's Google. I know it's Google, or you know whatever search engine you use. But isn't it annoying? You can't even read whatever that one stupid article was because you got to scroll down. You know, you hit the next button and all that, and you're constantly having to scroll down before you even get to whatever the story is. And by that time, I've lost interest. I have absolutely lost interest because there's, whatever. But, so back to my story about me and Jay-Z Pitty. So I realized I had forgotten something. So I went back and I asked the ladies that I was in front of, they were in front of me to hold my spot in line. And there was nobody behind me when I left. So by the time I came back, there were these three, people of a pale shade in front of me. And so when the girls said next, I walked up and they're like, well, excuse me. I'm like, what? They said, well, we were here. And I said, I was in line. And I went to go get something. These nice ladies were excited enough to hold my spot. And they're like, well, how does that work? And I said, this is how it works. I was in line. I forgot something. And I asked the nice ladies in front of me to hold my spot. What has that, and they wouldn't shut up, Bob. I don't see it. I'm like, I'm trying, because the thing about me is I don't want to go to jail. And I keep telling people, there's so many people that are vertical instead of horizontal, want to catch a case.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you still talking? Do you really think because I'm the only black person in here that I will not go off on you? I cannot stand. It's like the woman screaming and hollering. Going, had that been a black person doing all that yelling?
Well, like I said, that's how she didn't get shot, gassed, or tased. That's how we knew she was white.
Right, and they didn't take her to Burger King. So there was that.
Had they tased her and she'd laid on the ground and flopped around, they wouldn't have. We didn't tase her. She was just slain in the spirit. One minute we're talking to her, the next minute she's flopping on the ground. I mean, those people are like that.
But then again, and then you have, young children, 12-year-old Tamir Rice, that's, doing what kids do, playing cowboys and Indians, cops and robbers, or whatever he might have been doing. And pull up 12 seconds later, he's dead. There was no talking. There was no negotiating. There was no, you know, nothing. But this woman is screaming. What did I miss? Why was she yelling at these people, these kids anyway? What was the reasoning? Because I know the people, the target people were yelling because of the, you know, the bathroom situation. Why was she there in the first place? Was there a reason behind it?
You know, if there was, what was it?
Right. That's what I was wondering, because usually when you play these rants, when the people are ranting, you're like, okay, they're pissed off because, you know, Target is letting, you know, transgender bathrooms and, you know, or this and that, and the pedophiles coming into the bathroom. I just want to know what set her off.
Well,
because... Why?
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know if you saw this story, and this is grim as hell, Tracy, but a trans activist in Pakistan.
Oh, God.
Yeah, all you got to do is say that, and you know it's not going to end well.
It's not going to end well.
A trans activist in Pakistan was set upon by some God-fearing religionists, and was shot 8 times.
Oh, okay.
She might have survived, except for the fact that when she was taken to the hospital, doctors and nurses at the hospital refused to treat her.
They don't have that Hippocratic oath there in Pakistan.
I guess that they said that we don't have any beds.
We don't have any what?
We don't have any beds. We're sorry. We had to let her die. We didn't have any beds.
Was this the Charles Drew School of how to? You're black.
Because see, they tried to label her, instead as Agnes pointed out to me, instead of simply labeling her as human and then treating her, they got all wrapped up in labels, and you know, per last night's program, you know, when one's country is run by, if not a majority, a plurality of assholes, it's an asshole country.
And this is what, and like you said, this is beginning to terrify me.
I mean, this is biblical. You know, this is the assholes you have always with you.
Because me being a Christian, and I hear what is being done and said in the name of Christ, and it kills me, because I just go in the questions constant question. What Bible are you reading? Like the woman.
Well, they're reading the Bible
down.
That validates their
hatred and their bigotry and their fear mongering and their war mongering and all the mongering that you.
I mean, how many people are you going to bring to the loving salvation by grace of Christ Jesus by standing outside a high school and screaming at kids for watching MTV, which they don't, and smoking the marijuana?
Yeah, that tickled me. What did she say? The gangster music.
Yeah, you teenagers listening to your gangster music.
It's gangster rap, bitch. Get it right. And again, like
maybe she said gangster rap.
Maybe what was the last time they even played videos on MTV? We have, because of MTV, we have, you know, the Real World, you know, and punk. And all these other wonderful shows that we have MTV to thank for. I don't even think And the last time I saw a music, I mean, and they, I know they still make music videos. I just don't know where they play them anymore. On Vivo or whatever, some YouTube internet channel or what have you. But the last time I saw a video, I can't remember the last time I saw a video on MTV. Hell, I can't even remember the last time I watched MTV. Is it still a thing?
I think they're still on the air, but I don't know what they're showing.
Reality show. Whatever. I don't care.
Something called the Shannara Chronicles is on MTV.
The Shannara?
Yeah, Marty.
Sinead O'Connor's Chronicles?
No, what? No. I don't know. Is that like sort of Shannara? I don't know. But Marty tells me it's on MTV. This business, and you know, we tend to talk about last night and tonight, talking about, you know, the assholes among us, in terms of people who use their religion to be assholes. There are other kinds, Tracy. For instance, the people who the shareholders who attended the 2016 annual meeting of ExxonMobil.
Oh, God.
Now, there were initiatives on the ballot to be voted on that would have done things like add a climate expert to the ExxonMobil board. There was another question to enact a policy to try to avoid 2 degrees Celsius warming. There was a question on the ballot to report on the impact of climate change policies worldwide and the impact of those policies on the bottom line of ExxonMobil.
But they were doing in Canada?
And the shareholders rejected all of them.
Of course they did. Because they would lose how much money in the
Well, because money. I mean, yeah, exactly. And I bring this up in the context of worldwide assholery because of what's happening in India.
Oh, the 125 degrees this days?
Yeah, it's so damn hot in India, the roads are melting.
Roads are melting, people are dying.
Well, and it's not just that. Crops in a country that does not have any clue how to control its own population, crops have failed in 13 Indian states. Tens of thousands of subsistence farmers have, as a result, abandoned their land and moved into the cities that can't sustain them. Here's the other part, though. Other Indian farmers, rather than move into the hellscape of an Indian city, have just chosen to kill themselves. Rivers, lakes, dams, all of them have dried up in Rajasthan, Maharashtra and Gujarat, and they are about 6 degrees Celsius away from the world record high hot temperature recorded in Death Valley, California in July of 1913.
Uh-huh. Well, how many jobs have been sent over to India, sweatshops and whatnot. How long ago was it where that sweatshop, because, you know, they don't have any kind of regulations, collapsed and killing how many people?
Well, and I mean, how long can something like that be sustained? But the assholes who voted against those proposals at the ExxonMobil board meeting, annual meeting, shareholder meeting, they probably didn't realize it because they're just worried about their money. But, you know, they voted to kill some more subsistence farmers in India. Because
mm-hmm.
I guess that means more for them. Right?
Was it on the Brad blog yesterday where they were talking about how they're hiring, they're creating a labor market, you know, grave diggers?
Well, look at, here's another one. Look at Lake Chad in Africa.
Is there still a lake there?
Not much. There's, you know, Lake Chad is, you know, Chad is there, Cameroon is there, and it's drying up. And it's a basic water source for 30 million people.
But they're the wrong color.
Bob's what difference does it make? Well, yeah, sure. No, I mean, and you know, aren't we both quite cynical in thinking that? But it's gonna have a ripple impact effect on the world.
Because that's the problem. They don't get that.
Because people want to, people who have no water will do whatever is possible to try to get where the water is.
And they're gonna start coming here. And wherever they can go.
Well, again, you know, there are instances that we can find in the archaeological and even the historical record of massive migrations of human beings.
Mm-hmm.
In their unmanaged state, Tracy, what there aren't is instances in the archaeological and historical record of unmanaged, successful, peaceable mass migrations of human beings.
Yeah, see, it usually doesn't go, I mean, we're not all sitting around the campfire, holding hands, singing kumbaya, freaking yah, when people are doing this, because, look, it is, we're going to get to that Malcolm X by any means necessary, and when you think, if you think those fools up in Oregon with the reserves and trying to, you know, we should be able to graze our cattle and let them drink water. Whatever.
Oh, by the way, we have an update on those fools.
What? Are they all in jail yet?
I don't know if they're all in jail, but the ones that are don't like it.
Gee, wow. That's just,
ammonium nitrate Bundy is fixing, you know, that's what we say around here. He's fixing to sue Multnomah County, Oregon.
Why?
Because they say that Multnomah County, Oregon is a violating of their civil rights.
And what civil rights are they in violation of?
Well, let's see. Oregon Public Radio reports, among the complaints, the Bundys and several other occupiers, including Kenneth Medenbach, Pete Santilli, Jason Patrick, Blaine Cooper, and Ryan Payne, said they should have more access to the jail's law library, discovery materials, office supplies, and religious underwear.
Wait, were they Mormons?
I reckon so. Ammon and Ryan Bundy are contemplating whether to seek relief in state court for civil rights violations or through federal court via express modification of the pretrial detention provisions.
I want them to have general pop violation with Bubba and company.
Yeah, their lawyer, Mike Arnold, the Solon who's representing them, said they're fixing to sue. No, really. And I mean, it gets kind of precious. Because the Bundys demand that they be permitted to wear temple garments beneath their jail clothes, being permitted to gather together with other LDS adherents to give and receive blessings and extra towels or bedding in their cells to allow for kneeling to pray.
You better call. Do they give that to Muslims? They
want us to pray? Okay, here's where it gets really funny. Ryan Bundy says, my rights are being violated. My right to life is being violated. All of my First Amendment rights are being violated. My right to freedom of religion is violated. My Second Amendment rights are being violated. I never waived that right. My Fourth Amendment rights are being violated. No, dumbass says his Second Amendment rights are being violated in jail.
While he's in jail. So he's supposed to be able to have a gun in jail?
Long as we give everybody else one.
Because everybody else get one, too. See, you're making that up, Bob. See, I can't make
white privilege from hell.
I tell you why people go, it's the privilege of this, again, I breathe a lot. Lots of deep breaths. You know, because I get looked. I get
letting go now. Letting go now.
Yeah.
Yes, letting go
I'm
now.
I'm not going to jail. I'm not going. It's like somebody. I think I a little while ago, I posted a thing, a meme on my Facebook page, and I think it was kind of the frog. And it's like everybody was looking at somebody and said, "This is motherfucker's the reason I'm going to jail." You know, it's. I don't want to go to jail. Orange does not. See, when black people go to jail, we don't. It's the real jail.
Orange may be the new black, but it ain't the new Tracy.
It ain't the new Tracy. I don't. Now I do. I can rock orange. I have some really nice orange outfits, but not L.A. County. Not L.A. County orange. Jumpsuit orange. No, I'm not. I just. And I, you know, it's really sad when when you have to think, okay, if I speak out, what am I risking? And that's those things about privilege, the things that some people can say and get away with, that I have to say long and hard. It doesn't matter if I'm right and within my rights, because, you know, freedom of speech, freedom of expression. Well, here's the thing about the difference between me and other people. Yes, I do have the right to say whatever, anything and anything and everything I want to say. But see, I have to think of the consequences. And this is where people don't get it. I have to school my wife on those things. Because she said some stuff, and I'm like, did you really? Well, I like, see, honey, that's that privilege talking. And yes, you can say whatever you want to say, but you have to realize there are consequences. Now, if somebody slaps, you know, whether it be you get slapped across the mouth or shot or whatever the case may be, you have to realize that, yes, that, you know, realize those consequences. You can say whatever you want to say. But if somebody calls you on it or gets in your face and beats you down because of it, hey, you said whatever you wanted to say. Just, and you, if you get your ass whooped because of it, so be it. But you got to say whatever you wanted to say, right? And so you got to think.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Is it worth me saying it? Then I have, and a lot of times I have to weigh where I am, no matter how good it's going to feel to say it. Is it worth it?
Right, and that's what the average intelligent ordinary human being does. I mean, mm-hmm. You might have the urge to go and scream at a high school, but there's something inside you that's going to stop you doing it, and you don't feel like you are religiously privileged or compelled to do it.
But the power of Christ.
You're watching your MTV and listening to your gangster rap, and some of you are even smoking the marijuanas.
Well, see, that's what was wrong with her. She needed to roll a joint and smoke a big doobie.
Oh, no, yeah, big fatty.
Hey, this is a big, this, she's
I mean, Brother Deacon Asa says, the last time I watched MTV, Beavis and Butthead were still on, Bob. And as bad as that was, it was still more dignified than the reality garbage they air today.
Exactly. I mean,
what the hell's wrong? No, not really. What the hell's wrong with music videos? I mean, when I was a 20-year-old, they were really fun. And some of them were really quite good.
They were pretty. Hey, the Thriller video, for God's sake. Oh, but remember what happened?
And, you know, then they spun off VH. Then they spun off VH1. And then they stopped showing them there.
Right. And then they had. See, what my favorite was VH1 Soul.
Yeah, I remember that. And remember pop-up videos?
Yes.
With the fun little trivia? Yeah.
I mean, you know, I just think, could you imagine with all the because we've always had religious lunatics. We've always had those crazy people, you know, that were on walking up and down the streets, you know, expounding Jesus, and we just basically ignored them. But then came the Tea Party. The Tea Party. And then they decided that they have, you know, now they're in charge. And like you said, they're trying to turn this country into a theocracy.
And see, and interestingly, the school children, the students, they were doing a lovely job of ignoring her, except when they were laughing at her.
I love the one who says, I'm an atheist or whatever.
Yeah. But you know, the school administrators couldn't ignore her because they have certain duties imposed upon them by virtue of the positions of trust that they occupy.
Yeah, and the poor man, the administrator, if I wish I could have seen the look on his face, because he was probably purple.
Oh, the guy that looked like the wrestling coach?
Yeah.
No, he looked like he wanted to do a full body slam.
But he knew that restraint.
Because as much as we piss and moan and complain, there are really good educators out there who work really hard to have decent, safe schools.
And he's like, those are my kids.
Well, not just that, but they're having sex in your bathroom. Not in this school.
But
the religious maniac is protected.
Right.
If an atheist did that on the ground, tasered, gassed, you know, maybe killed.
Maybe killed. Because,
God forbid, an atheist black guy.
Ooh.
Atheist Middle Eastern guy.
Yeah.
Dead where he stood.
Muslim. Dead where he stood, you know, or a Muslim talking, doing that about Allah, with waving the Quran. How about that?
Yeah.
And, you know, and what kills me with these religious idiots, the ones about, you know, talking about, you know, how we need to do better by Israel. I'm like, y'all could give a hangnail about Jews. The only thing you care about is pushing the fact that if the Jews go, you know, when the Jews go back to Israel and all, la, 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 Jesus is coming and here comes Armageddon. That's, y'all don't, and I keep trying to tell people, if and when Jesus decides to come back, it won't because of anything that y'all are doing. Eventually, he's just sitting back and saying, you know what, I'm chilling.
Yeah. Meanwhile, in Texas, who incidentally is suing the Obama administration for its demonic bathroom policy, which, by the way, should be bounced right out of court because there's pre-existing case law by the Supreme Court that says you can't just sue an administrative agency because you don't like their decision. There actually has to be grounds. But meanwhile, in Texas. An eighth grade little white girl, got thrown out of school.
They throw white girl out of school. Wow. Okay. What did she do?
13-year-old Allie Cheney was thrown out of school, of course, in Texas, because of her T-shirt.
What did her T-shirt say, Brother Bob?
Well, I mean, what would a T-shirt in Texas say that would get you thrown out of school? Let's all, maybe it was a T-shirt that said, let's all watch MTV and listen to gangster rap and smoke the marijuanas. They'd bounce your ass right out of poodle diddle middle school for that.
Right. What did the T-shirt say, Bob?
Tracy, the T-shirt said, some people are gay, get over it.
Oh. Okay.
They gave her a different, they called her to the office. They gave her a different T-shirt, and she said, no thanks, and they threw her out of school for the day.
Oh, What about her freedom, her First Amendment right?
Well, she doesn't have any.
That's what I don't see. Okay, see, now you didn't got my sugar up, Bob, and I don't even have an issue with diabetes. But it's, that's the kind of hypocrisy. Because it's like, it's okay for this, that, you know, for them to scream about Jesus and all this, there, and that, and, you know, but running up on targets, screaming about pedophiles in the bathroom and stuff like that. The only thing her t-shirt said was, some people are gay, get over it. It didn't say, I'm going to make you gay, and even if it just said what, but if I touch you and look at you the right way, you're going to be gay. Or being, you know, you can become gay because it's contagious. Or if she just says, some people, it's not a lie.
Well, yeah, so the school there in Copperas Cove, Texas, said she violated their rule that said that it's forbidden to wear, quote, clothing that is disruptive to the learning environment based on reactions by other students. So, in other words, this young woman is responsible for the reactions of the knuckle-breathing, mouth-walking freaks. Which is the same rationale behind the woman who gets raped and the cop who says, well, what was she wearing?
Or how much has she had to drink?
So we, you know, rather than use it as a teachable moment to teach the little goddamned heathens to act like human beings, you punish the little gay eighth grader.
Again, see, the more we talk, and I try not to let, you know, stuff like that terrify me, but, you know, this is why I'm so, I have those moments, and I think that's why I've been so anxious lately. Oh, yeah, I forgot to give me Valium, too. That was fun. It took 4 to get me calm.
Yeah, just real nice and relaxing, wasn't it?
But it's a whole, I have it on my Facebook page. I have fun to find out because I've never really taken it before. I'm like, I'm a much nicer and calmer person when I take Valium. Now I know why it's so addictive. And why, you know, at some point in time, doctors were handing your shit out like candy. Because, you know, people are just on edge. But I just, it worries me that we are living in a world where you don't have the right to think. And that any ideas that are different from the status quo, you're going to, it can, you know, you can wind up good. And I'm not even talking about, you know, I'm just talking about talking up again, you know, just saying, you know, people have the right to be who they want. Don't let's throw in the fact, you know, if you're transgender or gay or black or Muslim or any of the things that, you know, you're not white and Christian. I don't know what's happening, what is happening with this world, with this country. It is becoming very, very scary. It's like, you know, if you think outside the box, and it's, that's not much thinking. You're taking your life into your own hands, depending on where you are. I just got a thing in the mail today or yesterday from Harrah's Gulf Coast, because they have the Harrah's in Mississippi and the Harrah's in New Orleans. And this, you know, because Jan and I were there last year, and there's going to be stuff to come back. But Jan's like, so honey, are we going to Mississippi? And I'm like, No,
sorry.
No, I mean, as much as
now, you might enjoy the casinos there at Tunica. Or maybe down there on the Gulf, but it's probably probably not worth it. Probably not worth it.
But I can't go anywhere else because that's the thing.
To be true, to be truthful, one of the more profound things that I experienced in the last several years was the opportunity to travel the Emmett Till Trail. because it's a thing. And those the places still exist. And you can go step by step by step, and you can see exactly where and learn how and the when and the obvious why.
Well, that was going to be the purpose, actually, because the last time, you know, it's been 3-4 years since Joe and I've been down south, that was the whole purpose, besides seeing family, was so I could take her on the tours of these places. And that was besides, you know, the casino, but my main thing was to show her, you know, like we're going to go to Birmingham, Alabama, and, you know, Memphis, Tennessee, and all these places where, you know, there wasn't going to be black, but beard. And because she had, until we went to South Carolina, to Charleston, she had never been to anything that was remotely like the slave market museum.
That is an eye-opening experience.
It is. I mean, I tell Maria, and I know I've said it on the show a few times, you know, she was visibly moved because she had no clue, because our educational system is so sorely lacking when it comes to...
You don't even have to have an interpretive museum. All you have to do is go out to say Dallas County, Alabama, whose county seat is Selma. And just go out somewhere by the side of the road out in the country on a bright, sunny day and just stand stock, because I've done this, just stand stock still, not even walking or running or exerting yourself. Just stand stock still. And after about 5 minutes in that 90-plus degree heat and humidity that you can squeeze from the air itself,
yep,
and you begin to feel like an anvil, and the sun is a hammer. Now, I did it in late June, which is about as much daylight as you can have on a day in the Northern Hemisphere. And I stood there, and I thought about the fact that the sun comes up ungodly early, and it goes down ungodly late. And that is the height of the growing season. And all you have to imagine is 12 hours or more as the anvil to that solar hammer. And it'll come home to you pretty quick. And then you get back on the road, and you drive back into Selma, and you drive back through those neighborhoods that are populated with stunningly beautiful antebellum mansions. And you realize those things were built by the same people who were standing being anvils to a relentless sun in the heat of high summer.
Exactly. And in the winter.
And the mansions, they've got historical markers in front of them, and they got a cemetery there that's got a historical marker in front of it for all the notable white plantation slave owners that's buried there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're lucky, you'll go and it'll say, and this was a mass grave for slaves. And so I guess what I'm saying is that there is, while the South can be a dangerous place, Tracy, there is value in going learning.
And that's why, like I said, when I took her to the Slave Market Museum, because, you know, they have the slave narrative playing throughout and whatnot and so on, and the diagrams of the slave ships and the maps of the route that they took and all that to bring slaves to this wonderful, glorious country. And then I tell her, and, you know, we walk out, and she looks at me pretty much almost with tears in her eyes, and she's like, baby, was slavery really that bad? And then, like, I respond to her, has anybody ever asked you if the Holocaust really that bad?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And exactly. And you know, if you ever get to Selma, you go over the Alabama River on the Edmund Pettus Bridge, and at the other side is the National Voting Rights Museum. And that's worth a walk through in a big way. And I have no reason to think it's changed. Above the just slightly behind and above the Voting Rights Museum is a billboard that features the scowling countenance of Klan founder Nathan Bedford Forrest staring daggers down on the museum.
Right. Of course it does.
So, I don't know. There's stuff there that's worth the effort.
Like I told Jen, and I want to go to Mississippi, and we will do that.
Do the Emmett Till tour, and then just go straight across the state, head down towards Selma. See that, and you will eat well along the way.
Oh yeah.
But being prayer meeting Wednesday, I got one more thing that's just kind of fun for you. The mayor of Jackson, Mississippi.
The black one?
Yeah.
That one there?
Famously said that he would pray away the potholes in Jackson's streets.
Did you what?
Oh yeah.
See, like I said, I do believe in the power of prayer. I do. How can ever? It's like when it comes to like mental illness, and I'm like, I believe in the power of prayer along with the assistance of pharmaceuticals. I just, you know, not to say that Jesus ain't all powerful and all that, but you know what? Maybe I'm being a blasphemer, but holy cow, give me, you know, I'm going to go to the doctor when something's happening, and if there's potholes, if I'm the mayor of the city, and there's potholes, I'm going to have to, you know, city, you know, like our out here is Caltrans and the public works department out there with some tar or whatever you have to do to fill those potholes with and a steamroller or what have you, they fix. You know, we'll pray over the tar and the gravel or whatever you have to do to fill those potholes. You know, Jesus giving it, you know, pray the pothole.
There's no way to make it okay, Tracy. But while we're still in Mississippi, as we wrap things up, another Mississippi story. It's the story of Richard Lawrence. And Richard Lawrence was real proud, like, because he had bought himself a brand new 38 caliber Freedom Protector pistol.
Freedom, and what did he do with the 38 caliber Freedom Protecting?
Well, he was so proud of it. He had to show Mama.
Did he shoot his mother
in the face?
Does his mother live?
According to WDAM, Dorothy Lawrence was transported to Southwest Mississippi Regional Medical Center, where she was being treated for serious injuries. Richard Lawrence has insisted the shooting was accidental because the gun just went off. Now, thoughts and prayers, right?
Well, you know, Jesus paid it off.
The gun mistakenly discharged, shooting the woman in the face.
You just can't make this shit up, can you?
No, you really can't.
It's just, Before, because I know you got to go. What's the fundraising looking like tonight?
We got $50. We got $50 to go to meet Labor Man's challenge, and then we got another $100 to go to be good.
Okay, go in 25 for me.
Consider it done. So thank you very kindly, Tracy. And that leaves $25 to go to knock down Labor Man's $100 challenge, which means he doubles your money. Tracy's 25 just turned into 50. See how that works?
See how that works?
Isn't that cool?
I know, folks, you guys, I know things, times are tough, but I don't ever want to turn on the radio. I mean, not the radio, but the internet or last Monday when I turned on TuneIn opened up the app rather, and you weren't there. It made me very nervous.
I didn't. It was right disturbing for me as well. And I hope that doesn't happen again.
I hope it doesn't happen again, and I hope. People, you guys, look, $5 here and $1 there, and like I said, I never forget, I had this man, I canceled a subscription or something, that was $5 a month back in the day, and the idiot on the other line is like, well, it's only $5 a month, and I told him, I said, you never say something like that, you don't know what I said, $5 a month is $60 a year. You never tell anybody it's only because you don't know what their only is.
And that's why I don't do that. And you know, that's why with a little bit of snark at the beginning of the program, I shared that note from Daily Coast saying that they need to raise $62,000 by the end of May.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, times are tough, and I know, and you don't say it, and we don't, you know. But I know there are people out there. We have some listeners, and that's just help out as much as you can. I know if you can, you can. But we need you because I tell you that if there's times that the only thing that keeps me from losing it is turning on and listening to you and saying, "Okay, so I'm not the only plain person."
Well, it's not just you needing me. I need y'all. Because the value here is the community that we've created, Tracy. It's the community.
If it wasn't for us, we would have. How else would I tell you find out about unicorns?
You know what? Being diabetic, I from time to time Jones for ice cream, and this was one of those days. I was really wanting some ice cream. But thanks to you, Tracy, thanks to you, I have no desire for ice cream probably in the next month.
Well, see, I did a public service.
You did. And Agnes will be grateful because she won't have to look at my blood sugar monitor going, 192.
You shouldn't be messing with ice cream anyway. So I helped you out.
Right, but that sugar-free stuff sucks.
It's horrible. It is. Now you're talking about an abomination. See, that's what I think when they were talking about an abomination, they weren't talking about gay marriage and lesbians and trans people. No, I think.
No, they were talking about sugar-free. They were talking about sugar-free tofu-y.
Or dairy-free ice cream. You know, like you said, tofu-y and stuff like that. Now that's the honest. You know, or low-fat cream cheese. What's the point in having cream cheese?
Well, that's why the little old blue-haired ladies in the sanctuary in the fellowship hall kitchen will not allow it in there. If you're going to use fat-free cream cheese, why bother?
What happened?
It's like turkey bacon. I mean, please.
So on that note, I'm going to say goodnight so you don't have to kick me off the air because you know we could talk for hours.
Absolutely, and it would be delightful. I'm just glad you're over the worst part of the pain from the surgery.
Yeah, I am, and the best part is when I go back on June 10th to see if everything's okay, so then they can tear up the left leg because They can only, that's the thing about this procedure, you can only do one leg at a time.
Oh, so you got another one coming.
Mm-hmm.
But at least you know what you, but at least you know what you're dealing with.
See, exactly. There will be no surprises. I will make sure I have drugs with me. So when, if Jan and I have to go anywhere for an extended amount of time or what have you, I will have my drugs on hand to take, like I said. You can always, you can tell that I'm not a good drug taker because, again, it didn't even dawn on me to have drugs because I never, I don't think about it because I don't really have issues with pain that often. So I didn't even think about it. So now I know. Keep your drugs on hand. Make sure.
And stay ahead of the pain.
Of the pain. Yes. And that's, on that note, good night, farewell. I'll be that single guy. And we will talk again.
All right. You take care, Tracy. It's awful good hearing from you. Bye now.
Good talking. Talk to you later. Bye.
There's nobody quite like Tracy, the lady cab driver. And 4 minutes, 3 minutes and change, yeah, 3.5 minutes before the hour. And we'll here endeth the lesson some more. We will have Thorn in the Side Thursday tomorrow, and we've got we've got plenty of them. Just one thing on the way out the door. You know, from time to time, like when a guy, you know, shoots his mother in the face with his brand-new .38 Freedom Protector, I'll say something like, Wolverines! I didn't know it, Wolverines were thought to be extinct in the state of North Dakota. Well, it turns out one had managed to wander its way into North Dakota, at which point a hunter immediately shot and killed it. They're kind of rare. That was the headline. Rancher spots first wolverine in North Dakota in 150 years, so he kills it. What did I say about being a nation of assholes? There you go. Meanwhile, Glenn Beck on his millionaire broadcast has taken to speculating on the assassination of Donald Trump. Yeah, do it now before it becomes illegal because he's president. Yeah. Thank you very kindly to Peter for knocking down the last $25 of the challenge, and thank you to Mitchell for getting us started on the remaining 100. Thank you very, very, very kindly. And thanks to our all-volunteer staff, Lottie and Sparky in the chat room. Thank you to our news ninjas. Thank you, John Fox in Australia. Thank you, Ben Birch. Thank you to all of you who share your precious finite time engaging in this community, in this conversation. You make it all a very special experience across the board for everyone involved. Thanks to the hardest working, bravest people I know, the men and women of Coal River Mountain Watch, crmw.net. And always, 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 Gina, it's all for you. Good night, y'all.